Well, thanks for coming back from lunch on time to be here for the 1 o'clock talk. I'm going to be discussing a little bit about a method, a phosphorus method that we developed when I was working in Wales. Some of my collaborators are listed up here. Helen Glanville, Matt Harris, Bridget Emmett from CEH, Melissa Pingree, who's in the audience, and Laura DeSosa, Christina Marina, and Davy Jones. So when we're assessing phosphorus across ecosystems, we're often looking at, because it can be a limiting factor in forest ecosystems, and it's often limiting or co-limiting, especially in tropical ecosystems, but even in temperate and boreal systems, it can be a limiting factor, and definitely co-limiting. And available phosphorus assessments are limited by the lack of appropriate methods. For the most part, we end up using single extraction methods, yet phosphorus pools vary across landscapes, and the acquisition methods that plants employ to access phosphorus vary by plant community or plant type. We generally use things that were developed in agriculture or methods that were developed in agriculture to assess available phosphorus. We use the Olsen bicarb method, or we use the Bray acid phosphate method, or we use more recently development of ion absorption assays, or we can use biotic assays. And these all are excellent for certain applications, but they aren't good for assessing phosphorus across complex landscapes, or landscapes where you have variable plant communities, variable parent materials, and variable, as I said, P acquisition strategies. The Headley fractionation was developed in the 60s initially, and the first publication on Headley, I think, was in the early 80s. And it's a cumbersome method for those of you who have used it. And although it does a good job of chemically fractionating phosphorus, they don't align well with the biotic acquisition strategies that I'm talking about, such as enzymatic release of phosphorus, or organic acid release of phosphorus. And so these methods that have been developed are fine, but they really are inappropriate if you're trying to assess phosphorus across a dynamic or complex system. So just for a little bit of background and an example of the limitation of using a single P assay, the UK Countryside Survey is a government sponsored survey of soil analyses and plant analyses across all of the UK. So these cross soils, and here is just the UK soils map, but a variety of soil types across that landscape, and septosols, photosols, alphasols. And the Countryside Survey, there is a 591 square kilometers of individual survey points that are surveyed at regular intervals, starting in 1978 and then done every 10 years. And the point of this is to seek trends in soil and plant health across the UK. And so that's just to give you an idea of the extent of the survey. And again, this is repeated every 10 years. Well, just recently in 2000, well, not so recent now, but in 2007, Countryside Survey demonstrated a decline, or observed a decline, in Olsen phosphorus as a whole across the UK. And you can see on this figure, let me find my pointer here, that this is change delta, or change in Olsen phosphorus on the vertical axis, and then different broad categories of vegetation types that the different sampling sites are organized around. And across all the sites as a whole, phosphorus decreased during that period, total Olsen P. And while during this period, also from 84 to 2007, fertilizer phosphorus use went down because of the increasing cost of phosphorus in the UK, but that would have only been really used on arable lands or on improved grasslands, and so it doesn't really explain why it was declining in woodlands. Soil pH also increased during this period, and there was a slight change in increasing N, as increased available N,
across the sites, but that wasn't a very strong increase. And so the first question that comes to mind, is Olson P even appropriate for this system? You can see in this image that this is topsoil pH across across England and Wales, and you'll see that only the eastern portion of the country has extensive alkaline soils associated with the chalk or calcareous parent material. And yet Olson phosphate was developed as a method for use in alkaline soils, but it's being used here across acidic soils as well. So we propose using an alternative approach to assessing phosphorus that would emulate how biological systems access phosphorus. Running four different methods in parallel, we tried to emulate root interception or just soluble or that which is weakly diffusing through soil, or organic acid extraction, which is the chelation of metals that otherwise precipitate phosphorus, as plants are known to exude large amounts of organic acids to access phosphorus, proton exudation, and enzyme excretion, with enzyme excretion to access the organic P. These were all established and previously developed methods. But we switched from using the standard molybdate blue method to using malachite green because the chelates associated with the organic acids chelate the molybdenum in the molybdate blue method. So malachite green was a more effective, but it has a much narrower range. There were some challenges with using malachite green. You have to dilute your samples significantly. But it's simple and quick, and you can run about 56 samples in a day using a plate reader. Just to give a schematic of what that looks like, there's just these four different extraction types shaken for 3 hours, centrifuged, and then run with malachite green to get this water-soluble pool or that weak diffusion pool, organic acid labile, enzyme labile, and then acid labile. To test that new method, we went back to the archives of these countryside survey and pulled out 202 of the soil samples that had been dried and archived and that had previously been run for Olson P, and we analyzed them using this biologically based P method that we developed. And then we also collected 27 fresh samples from a catchment in North Wales, the Hyraethnan catchment in North Wales, and we compared that with Olson and both on dried and moist samples. So this is just a redundancy analysis, a type of ordination where it just demonstrates the relationship of these different P pools to other attributes that were measured in the countryside survey. And I'll just point out, here's our citrate soluble and our HCl soluble P, and they correlate well together, and they also happen to correlate well with the Olson method, or relatively well, but enzyme is not correlated with Olson P or these other methods, and there is a indication of a relationship here with calcium chloride in the enzyme, but that's a very weak relationship. So here we are looking at the change in Olson phosphorus that I showed you earlier for the countryside survey, and now let's take a look at what we found with these different pools. Here's the change in calcium chloride, soluble P. There's no really notable changes across these different plant groupings or plant community groupings down here. Okay, this is just, again, change in Olson phosphorus on these small vertical axes. The change in citrate was to decrease, similar to the Olson phosphate method, and same with the HCl extract. Remember, we just said those were well correlated with the Olson method. Enzyme P, on the other hand, showed a significant increase during that same sampling period. And remember, the enzyme P is only accessing organic phosphorus, so it's getting at that which would be attacked by phosphatase. And, for example, mycorrhiza release phosphatase at fungal tips and access organic P that way. So if we look at the data as a whole here, this is across all 202 samples, we see that there was a significant decrease from 98 to to 2007 overall for the calcium chloride, same for the citrate, same for the HCl, but an increase, a significant increase in the enzyme, extractable P, and no change overall for the phosphorus pools as a whole. So this controversial finding that CEH had made when they did the countryside survey of finding this dramatic decrease in Olsen P is captured here by indicating that it may be being picked up in the organic phosphorus pool. So
let me just check time here.
The soils from the catchment in North Wales here, we have biologically based P versus Olsen. So here's the calcium chloride is significantly correlated with Olsen, as is citrate and is HCl, but no a very weak correlation with the enzyme extractable. And if we look at using dried versus moist, because of course with the countryside survey soils, those were all dried. Here we're looking at the yield for example, calcium chloride here for the fresh soil. This is the dry weight equivalent of fresh soil versus the air dried soil. And you see that the phosphate extracted moist, there's a higher yield for phosphate extracted moist than when it's extracted dry. And that was consistent across the citrate extractable phosphatase and HCl extractable. So to summarize, this BBP method, or these, you know, measuring these four pools in parallel, is easy, and it does a pretty good job of capturing these basic phosphorus acquisition strategies for plants, and allows us to see things that you wouldn't see with a single extraction method, such as the Olsen bicarb method. The Olsen method relates well with citrate and HCl, but is actually not well correlated with the enzyme extraction, which makes a fair amount of sense. The BBP method showed, with regard to the countryside survey soils, showed that there was indeed a decrease in both the organic acid extractable or citrate extractable and HCl extractable in organic P, but an increase, a proportional increase in the organic phosphorus extractable pool. So no net change for the system as a whole. And finally, just that it's probably best to run these on moist soils and not on dry soils whenever possible. So with that, I tried to move through that pretty quickly, but I think we have time for a few questions. Any questions? Yeah, Ruth. Yes. It's fresh, excuse me. Yes, Ruth. Good question. Yeah.
Did you
Nico.
Use the information you gathered about phosphorus for overall soil health evaluation?
For the countryside survey. Yeah, so the idea there was, I mean, they just track soil health and and plant community health over time, and so yes, that's why they were collecting the Olsen bicarb data, but of course it appeared to be relatively misleading in that it showed a significant decrease in phosphorus, and they're wondering, where's the P going? And in this case, the system is suggesting a shift from the inorganic to the organic pool, and it may be partially related to that elimination of or the reduction in phosphate fertilizer use, but it might also have to do with the really gross reduction in sulfate deposition and acid deposition as a whole in Wales during that period. So.
Any other questions? Well,
tell
me more about that. So why would that cause the shift to organic P?
Well, that wouldn't have specifically caused the shift to organic P. That was how they were trying to explain that the reduction in Olsen P was that that this reduction in shift away from sulfate deposition and also phosphorus deposition associated with that. So phosphorus deposition in rainwater has gone down in the UK during that same period that sulfate deposition declined. Yes, so they were looking for ways to explain their reduction in Olsen phosphorus and never really solved it. Yeah.
One methodological question. Do you have any way, like any kind of standard? So you're calling it organic tea, but do you have some way where you know what organic tea is and then you extract it with phosphatase and you have some assessment of recovery? Or
of the percent of the total pea pool, or of just, you mean a standard for how efficient is phosphatase for at extracting pea? Because that...
Or really extracting organic pea.
Yeah.
You're calling it organic pea.
It, yes.
A standard that you're assessing that efficiency?
We weren't in this because that's been established with the development of the method previously. So the method, as I said at the beginning, they're all established methods that have been published on previously, and so we simply employed that method as part of this. So in terms of the efficiency of the extraction, that has previously been established, and that it does indeed access organic pea, and although you would pull some phosphorus out with a soluble pool as well, you're only getting at increasing the access of organic phosphorus using the enzyme system.
Okay, unfortunately we have to move on.